And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
This is Liz Johnston from Verrill. When is the last time you reviewed your non-exempt and exempt worker classifications? If not for a while, it may be a good time to do an audit. The Department of Labor recently increased the salary threshold for exempt workers, and so some previously qualifying employees may no longer earn enough to qualify. Some states even impose higher salary thresholds for exempt status, so it's also important to check laws in your local jurisdiction. Furthermore, as your organization grows and employees' roles develop, consider whether the employee is actually performing duties that meet the duties tests for exempt status. Job titles and what's stated in job descriptions are not enough. What matters is the work that the employee is actually performing on a day-to-day basis. If you have questions about performing an audit or on whether an employee is appropriately classified, contact a member of Verrill's employment and labor team.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.